I do want to evoke some sort of response from the viewer, you know, whether it brings back memories of childhood or whether it taps into something subconscious and you don't know exactly what it is. I think that's what I like to do and what I try to do, because I don't want to be literal or whimsical. I want it to be sort of mysterious.
That is Susan Feigenbaum. Her sculpture exhibit, Flights of Fantasy, Birds, Nature, and Art at Play, is currently on view at the McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids. After a career in graphic design, she moved her skills of creating emotive experiences with color, line, shapes, and textures from the page to clay. The show at the McCroskey is thought-provoking. It's a multidimensional feast for the eyes and the imagination. And the pieces blend design elements in ways that do evoke a mysteriousness in their abstract depictions of birds in their habitats. How did the transition from graphic designer to full-time sculptor happen?
My husband Dennis and I moved up here in the early 80s, 1980s, right, up to Minnesota from Chicago, which is where we're from. We were graphic designers in Chicago, and so soon after we moved up here, we opened our own design studio business. And coming from Chicago, moving to Minnesota, you know, introduced me to a lot of new things. One of them was the ceramic tradition here, which is often called Minge Soda. It's a philosophy of making utilitarian functional pots that people use on a daily basis. And the word Minge is from Japanese, referring to their folk art of functional pottery. And it's a philosophy in which the maker is less important than the object. The object and how you use it and the way you love to use it is what's most important. So moving to Minnesota, I learned about this tradition, and Warren McKenzie was the pioneer and the leading proponent of it. He taught at the University of Minnesota for many years, and he taught many of his students to also appreciate that philosophy of functional pottery. So that became very interesting to me. And as a graphic designer, everything is very flat. You know, you're dealing with, back in the early days, you're dealing with a drawing board and flat, you know, surfaces, and everything had to be very exact. And then, of course, transitioning to computers, everything is on screen. And so I began to feel sort of a disassociation with like actual feeling, tactile experiences, especially when things became more electronic and there were fewer and fewer print pieces being done in graphic design. So anyway, I majored in art, graphic design as a career in college, but I had never taken ceramics. And so I was searching for something to get my hands into, literally, and actually feel an art medium. I didn't want to have a paintbrush and be separated from the paint, you know? So the idea of clay and getting my hands into clay was very appealing, because it was so totally different from what I was doing as a professionally. So I just dove into classes and workshops and lectures, you know, in Minneapolis where we were living, and little by little, you know, built a foundation, you know, self-taught, so to speak, and began over time learning more and more about clay and ceramic processes. And so that's how I got into it from graphic design. It was sort of an escape.
Your stuff is so architectural. Do you use the wheel at all?
I started out on the wheel because, again, as I said, I was intrigued by functional pottery and this tradition. But and I got somewhat proficient on the wheel, but I began to alter the pieces so significantly that they became totally non-functional. And so I figured, okay, well, this might be a good time to transition into sculpture. So that's what I did. It's all hand-built. You know, I started doing hand-built bowls and things. And then again, gradually those became more and more non-functional. And I thought, why am I doing this? I'm just going to switch to sculpture. And that's what I did.
I'm talking with Susan Fiegenbaum. Her sculpture exhibit is currently at the McCroskey Art Center. She'll be giving an artist talk Wednesday night. Let's talk about the show.
Flights of Fantasy, Birds, Nature, and Art at Play is the title of the exhibition, and it's currently up at the McCroskey Art Center. And it's an honor to have that work up there. I think it's a great site for it because it is northern Minnesota, so where so many of our Minnesota birds migrate up to the north to breed and raise their young. So it's kind of nice that the exhibit itself traveled up there. It started as a fulfillment of a grant that I received from the Minnesota State Arts Board. I applied for a grant to create this work that depicts abstractions of Minnesota birds in their habitats. What I did as research for the work was to go to the rare book collection at the Horticultural Library and look up rare books that illustrate Minnesota birds, Minnesota plant life, you know, trees, marshland plants, you know, wetland plants. And so I gathered information from the collection at the Arboretum Library, plus I went on birding field trips, which I have been doing ever since I moved up to Minnesota. That's another interest that kind of blossomed when I moved up here, is I saw so many new birds compared to Chicago. And I began to, I took a class at the Bell Museum, you know, sort of an amateur ornithology class, went on birding trips throughout the state. And so I've had this interest for many, many years. And so I thought it would be an interesting combination to combine my ceramic art with something that I enjoy that's totally different and outdoors. And so that's how this show began.
The pieces are all so architectural. And they use such a combination of color and pattern and texture. One looks like it's several feet tall. Can you talk a little about some of the pieces in the show?
I think there are 17 total pieces in the show. And some are wall pieces and some are freestanding sculptures. And the big one that you're referring to me, there is only one big one, and that is on a pedestal that stands on about 3 feet above the ground or so, or 2 feet above the ground. But the work itself is about 4 feet in height. And so that particular piece represents an American bittern in its habitat of reeds and cattails and, you know, all of these tall grasses, wetland plants that it lives in. And the piece is called Hide and Seek because the bittern's in there, but it is surrounded by all these spikes of reeds and abstract forms that represent the wetlands.
The reeds are depicted by cylindrical columns of black and white patterns that are quite varied. And of course, there are colorful spheres that are stacked on top of each other. Some of the columns are more linear. Some are very organic in their look and flow. It's pretty fascinating. Even though they're abstract, they really do exude some sort of personality.
Yes. I've had people, you know, say that something is comforting to them because they see something that looks like a quilt and it reminds them of something comforting. And other people see something very ominous because their focus might be on a different part of the composition. So there are many different reactions. I do want to evoke some sort of response from the viewer like that, you know, whether it brings back memories of childhood or whether it taps into something subconscious and you don't know exactly what it is. I think that's what I like to do and what I try to do, because I don't want to be literal or whimsical. I want it to be sort of mysterious.
What is your process like?
When I first started doing things, I sketched a lot more than I do now. But, and of course, for Flights of Fantasy, I did sketch for everything because it was so different. This project was so different for me because it was not purely from my imagination. It referred to the natural world. And I wanted the abstraction of the birds and the habitats to be somewhat recognizable, because I wanted people to be able to say, oh yeah, I do see that is a bobolink. And I recognize the habitat. And so I didn't want it to be so abstract, like a Miro lunar bird or solar bird, or the sculptures that he did, where people might just be totally lost. So this was really different for me, and I enjoyed it a lot because I had, abstraction is along a continuum. And so, as I say, you can be totally wild and totally unrecognizable in the finished product, but I wanted my abstraction in this project to be not as extreme.
That's Susan Fiegenbaum, her sculpture exhibit, Flights of Fantasy, Birds, Nature, and Art at Play, is currently at the McCroskey Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids. You can visit the McCroskey yourself, or you can go to McCroskeyArtCenter.org and check her work out there. Susan will be giving an artist talk this Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. That can be accessed by going to McCroskeyArtCenter.org as well. I'm Katie Carter. This is Area Voices. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.
Woke up this morning, smiled at the rising sun. Three little birds sat by my doorstep, singing a sweet song. Melody pure and true, singing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, this morning,
woke up this morning,
smiled at the rising sun,
at the rising sun.
Three little birds,
by my doorstep,
singing a sweet song,
singing a sweet song,
melody pure and true, singing, this is my message to you, singing, don't worry. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry,
don't worry
about a thing. 'Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Woke up this morning, smiled at the rising sun. Three little birds sat by my doorstep,